Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
One of the most bizarre shows I've ever done, a debate with two candidates, but only one candidate is here. The other is simply an empty chair reserved for former State Senator Frank Hoagland. We've got here the incumbent for the 95th District, Ohio House, Ron Ferguson, and his challenger. We've reached out to him numerous times, a former state senator, Frank Hoagland, who has not responded at all. I mean, through this morning, we didn't know if he was going to show up or not. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no, just radio silence. And so we're keeping a good thought. We are hoping that Frank still comes in and surprises us. The chair's here for him. The microphone is set up for him. And we can have a debate. But in the meantime, we just have Ron Ferguson. So if you want to debate an empty chair, I guess this is your chance to do so. I don't even know how to handle this. I've never experienced anything like this. Oh, by the way, I've got to promote this guy or else he's going to give me a hard time. Don't forget, Mr. Big Willie himself, he'll be calling in from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, Freightliner Cascadia 125, and he'll be talking about all sorts of stuff, quite possibly State Senator Frank Hoagland being a no-show here for the big debate. So we've got that. We've got tickets. In fact, let me get a pair of them out here right now. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to be giving away a pair of in fact, several pairs of tickets to the Chris Jansen concert Friday evening at the Capitol Theater. Great seating. The tickets are right here. And I've got a bunch of them. I picked them up yesterday from the West Banco Arena. Leslie there, absolutely lovely, wonderful person. Lots and lots of pairs of tickets for you that you're going to have a chance to win today and tomorrow. And all because we love you. So we got them all right here, all set up here for you. All right, fine. More with our state representative Ron Ferguson in the can't even call this a debate. I don't even know what the hell you call this thing. Proposed debate or hopeful debate or whatever. Ron Ferguson in an empty chair, reserved for former state senator Frank Hoagland. So you said you wanted to tape something onto the chair. What exactly are you doing right now? Explain this for the listeners, please.
Yeah, so yesterday in the mail, one of Frank Hoagland's pieces of political mail came, and I figured
it come to you?
Oh yeah, it came to me. Yeah. but I figured since he's not here, it's only right that we put that on his chair. Maybe at least we can use what he's paying to send to people's mailboxes.
All right.
And we can use that to kind of debate with.
And, all right. Yeah. Well, not we debate. You debate. I'm here. You know, I just want Hoagland
you
here.
You ask questions based on
what
you can see there.
You're going to have to do that because I don't want, you know, I want Hoagland to come back on. I want all the candidates to come back on. I just can't believe this guy. I mean, is it just arrogance? I mean, what is this? Anyway, it reads, it's not about who's loudest. How ironic is that? It's about who shows up to work. How ironic is that? Frank Hoagland, independent, accountable, conservative. Eastern Ohio needs tough, honest leadership. Frank Hoagland is the answer. Retired U.S. Navy SEAL. Very impressive, I must tell you. Independent thinker, results-driven leader. Vote Frank Hoagland for state representative. Early voting begins Tuesday, April 7. Republican primary Tuesday, May 5. He doesn't say what district it is.
That's true. It does not say.
For heaven's sakes. Unbelievable. So, this is your, I mean, I'd give Hoagland equal time to respond to you, but he's not here. So what do you make of this?
Well, definitely it's an interesting choice here. So it says it's about who shows up to work.
Yeah.
I would consider this coming to a debate and speaking to the voters is a big part of showing up. I would guess maybe he might be even in Columbus right now because he certainly spent a lot of time there rather than in the district. When I go around the district, folks have said, you know, he's never come to our township meeting. He's never come to our city council. He's never come to meet this group. And, you know, yesterday I was in Woodsfield and Monroe County, and I make it all the way around the district. So, again, you know, we need people that are going to be present in the district. And then it says independent. I mean, that one's really funny because the text messages we just talked about, you're not very independent when you're using what your consultant's talking points are to respond to people. If you're independent, you know, if you were independent, come here and debate. I know that the consultants told you not to do that, but be independent. Come here and debate and be accountable. Be accountable for your record.
My goodness gracious. The irony of that flyer in that chair today. It's not about who's the loudest. It's about who shows up for work. I can't even add anything to that. I just can't even add. Our Facebook friends watching the Facebook live stream, can they read that? Yeah, I guess they can, although it's mirror image again because Facebook is all screwed up with this stuff. But it is just amazing. So what's going on in Columbus? What's happening there now?
Well, next week is the first week that we're back after kind of what the Christmas break, winter break was. And, you know, I would say probably the most important thing that we need to get done before before we go on the next break is pass my House Bill 577. We've talked about that one before.
That
one
is
that. Yeah, that is the one to actually ensure that Ohio has photo ID for every single voter. So right now in the state of Ohio, we don't have that. We have people voting by mail. We have lots of people voting by mail. But
the illegals, do the illegals vote like in Springfield and the Somali fraudsters and the illegal Haitians and all that? Do they vote?
Well, here's the thing. When you vote by mail, you're not sure who it is that actually is voting.
Holy cow.
So we don't know. We don't know who's voting. We just know that these ballots are coming in. And but in North Carolina, they've actually started using photo ID. You need to enclose a photo ID with a copy of your photo ID with your ballot.
Yeah.
That's what my bill would do.
How did that work in North Carolina?
It seems to have worked great. I mean, they had their election in 2024. It seems like they had good, fair, honest results, and they didn't have any hiccups or complaints. There's not lawsuits coming down about it. It's worked.
And was it voter suppression? Because the Democrats are saying the black people are not capable of getting photo ID.
Yeah.
Was there any voter suppression that a lot of black people vote still in North Carolina?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, there was polling last week that came out, and of all stations, believe it or not, it was even fake news CNN had this on there. But it was that Democrats and Republicans actually support voter ID.
Overwhelmingly. Yeah.
Both Democrats and Republicans, black, Hispanic, white, it doesn't matter what the demographic is, people believe in photo ID because in this country, we want free and fair elections. We want everybody to have one single vote, no more and no less.
How many illegals, roughly, the folks at Department of Homeland Security think we have had here in Ohio? Any ballpark figures?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really don't have a ballpark for that. I don't talk to the Homeland Security folks.
Okay, but any sense of it, at least a million illegals or half a million illegals?
I know right now I just saw in Columbus that, of course, ICE was here in the state. So maybe that's something that we might find out a little bit more here in the months.
Well, here's my thought that let's say for the sake of discussion we had, I'm just picking a big number because it's easy on radio. I have no earthly idea what the number is. Let's just say for the sake of discussion, it's a million illegals.
Mm-hmm.
Somali fraudsters, illegals from Haiti, drug gangs from Venezuela and everything else. Let's say it's a million. Make it half a million. Make it 100,000. Pick a number. It doesn't matter. But these are all illegals, if we can just agree on that much.
Okay.
So it seems to me, and again, I defer to you because you're the expert. You're the politician. I'm some idiot talking into a microphone. I'm a high school graduate, for God's sake. It would seem to me that, at least in theory, that there could have been anywhere from a million or half a million or whatever the number is of illegals, illegal votes in previous elections here in Ohio. If there's no voter ID, and the Democrats are very well organized when it comes to the illegals, then it seems reasonable that we may have had at least 100,000 illegal voting or half a million illegals voting, because without photo ID, how on earth would we know? And they are very well organized in these failing blue cities, so it'd be very easy, to organize them to do fraudulent voting. Am I off the mark here? What do you think?
No, I mean, that's definitely one place where you could see it. You know, the one that I'm even more worried about is we have, in Ohio, we have absentee ballot requests that are mailed out by the state on taxpayer dime by people who don't even request them.
What?
And, oh, yeah.
Who don't even request
them. Who don't even request them. Just proactive mailing going out to homes where people might have moved. So now there's a new tenant. You know, it could be an apartment. And that person's moved away, but you have an absentee ballot request form.
Oh, my gosh.
You could fill that out. Of course, it would be fraudulent, but they could do it. You could send that in to try to get that person's ballot. It comes back. And, again, you just fill it out and you'd be able to send it in.
How many are we talking about here? 50, 100, 1,000? What are we looking at here?
No. As far as the absentee ballot request, at least hundreds of thousands, at least. Might be over a million.
The ramifications, potential ramifications of this are mind-boggling. They're absolutely mind-boggling.
Well, at the federal level, that's why you see right now President Trump, and you see U.S. Senator Mike Lee, and you see a bunch of our congressmen and such pushing that SAVE Act. Because
Bernie Marino.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about this Husted? He looks like a DeWine guy. Is he doing anything? I've not seen anything at all in terms of leadership.
Yeah, I haven't really heard too much. I've heard most of it about Marino, really. That's kind of the
guy. Houston's our other United States senator.
Sure.
You've got this big deal, this SAVE Act going on right now in the Senate where the Republican establishment doesn't want to bring it up for a vote. They don't want. Why does the Republican establishment not want voter ID in the Senate? What's the real story here?
I wish I knew. I'm not in Washington, but I'm clamoring like everybody else that we need to move forward with ensuring that only United States citizens are voting in our elections. That's what the SAVE Act is all about. What I can control is what's going on here in Ohio, which is why I've at least introduced my bill, which will require photo ID for every voter. Elections are sacred in this country. They're the foundation of our republic. And we need to make sure that they're free, they're fair, and everybody gets one vote.
Why isn't it a unanimous vote? Like, as soon as you go back into session, somebody has a gavel and hammers down on the gavel and say, okay, let's everybody vote for this, and you get a unanimous vote. Why not just do that?
That's exactly what we should do. But we have folks right now that are supposed to be leading our chambers, whether... it'd be the House or the Senate.
Who are they? Who's in the House and who's leading in the House and who's in the Senate?
Well, of course, the leader in the House is, the Speaker of the House, and the Speaker of the House is Matt Huffman.
So he's still Speaker of the House?
Correct.
As well as the party chair?
No, the party chair is somebody else.
Who is the party chair?
Alex Triantafilo.
Who's that?
He's a guy from down around Cincinnati.
Another rhino?
Alex is independent of that. He runs he runs the State Central Committee, and everything is really, just fair and open there, the process.
So. Okay, but Huffman is the problem, right, in this speaker?
Correct. Actually, I stood up in November, to push my voter ID bill. So I stood up on the floor. He did not want to call it for a vote, so he ignored me on the floor. All he had to do was say, Representative Ferguson,
and he knew what you were going to say.
Correct. He knew what I was going to say. Yes.
And he ignored you? He wouldn't let you do that?
Correct.
Why?
Because that would actually require that we then have photo ID in the state of Ohio.
Why would, is it Huffman or Huffman?
Huffman.
Huffman. Why would Huffman not want voter ID?
I mean, I think that's a question for him, really.
Well, what do you think? I mean, you're there. He's like, you got to deal with this guy. What's the real story with Huffman?
All I can say is typically the things we should be doing that don't get done, there are special interests on the other side that are trying to block it. That's why we need America First conservatives in office to push the envelope, to actually stand for the America First agenda. And that's what I've been doing. That's what I'm going to continue to do when I get back there next week. I'm going to continue this push to get us voter ID. It's what the voters deserve, not only in the 96th district, but across the entire state of Ohio.
All right. Huffman is the Republican who is in charge of the House. He's the Speaker of the House. Very powerful guy, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're saying there's special interests who don't want voter ID. What special interests have their hold on Huffman?
Oh, wow. I mean, well, of course, in this last budget, there was $600 million given away to the Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns don't want voter ID?
Well, I you just were asking about special interest in general. Who doesn't want
No, for the voter ID.
Oh, for the voter ID?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know. It's something we probably should get to the bottom of. I'm going to be trying to uncover it as I move forward the voter ID bill.
How many votes do you have for this realistically in the House?
All of the Republicans are actually
not Huffman.
But they would vote for it if we. That's why the vote doesn't get called. That's the whole idea.
Why
because
they
would all vote.
Then
for
why
it.
Don't they put pressure on Huffman to call on you to bring it up for a vote? That's what I don't understand.
Well,
they talk a good game. A lot of these rhinos talk a good game, these undocumented Democrats, but they don't really do anything. And one of the worst is Jim Jordan. Oh, my God. This guy goes on Fox, and you'd think he's burning down the world and all that, and he's just as bad as Lindsey Graham. Talks tough. Oh, my God, does he talk tough. But doesn't do anything. So in the House, how many of these Republicans who would vote for it actually support it? Because if they all really supported it, they'd be putting pressure on Huffman, right?
Yeah, it was the last day before we went on our winter break. I'm optimistic that they're going to put that pressure on when we get back. There's also other options, which are, there's something called a discharge petition. So I can go file a paper with the clerk's office, and if 50 representatives sign the paper, it comes up for an automatic vote.
Do you have 50 signatures for sure? Could you get 50 for sure?
No, not for sure.
Really?
But I would hope once that document's there, because then their voters can ask them, why are you not signing this petition?
How soon will you be able to do that? Because it doesn't sound like Huffman is going to be allowing the voter ID in Ohio. This Republican in charge of the House. How soon? How soon can we make this happen?
Pull the discharge petition as early as next week when we're back.
Okay. So if Huffman, walk me through the timeline here very quickly. You go back next week. You're going to stand up the first day and say, hey, Huffman, I want to introduce this bill, right?
I'll say speaker because I actually am respectful to people, but yes.
Whatever. Okay. And if he ignores you again that first day, the next day, do you do the discharge petition?
I mean, I'm going to have to assess it, but I'm going to move forward with the discharge petition.
Why not the next day? Because Huffman, again, is ignoring you. It's just more of the same. Why not just say, okay, Monday, you ignore me. Tuesday, discharge petition. Yes or no?
Yeah, sure. I'm glad to. I'll pull a discharge petition on any good Republican legislation there is.
All right, that'll be happening.
We owe it to the voters.
Second day when they're back in session. You heard it. If you want to know what's really going on, you got to keep it right here. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local.